With me? He doesn't know anything about it yet. I can set up a meeting for you, though. Good enough. In my office, okay? Cardenas thought a moment. That's probably better than inviting him to my lab. He might be scared of having nanobugs infect him. Tavalera looked suspicious as he sat down in front of Holly's desk. He arrived promptly on time, though. That was a good sign, she thought. She had asked him to come to her office 15 minutes before Cardenas. "What's this all about?" he asked, almost sullenly. "Job op," said Holly brightly.
"I've got a job with the maintenance crew."
"Like it?"
He scowled. "Are you kidding?"
Holly made a smile for him.
"I'd be worried if you said you did. So what have you got for me?"
"It's in a science lab. You'll be able to use your engineering education for sure."
"I thought all the science slots were filled. That's what you told me when I first came aboard here."
"They are. This is with Dr. Cardenas, in her nanotech lab." His eyes widened momentarily. Holly could sense the wheels churning inside his skull.
"Nanotech," he muttered.
Holly nodded. "Some people are clanked up about nanotechnology, I know."
"Yeah.
Are you?" Tavalera hesitated a moment, then replied,
"Yeah, kinda. Guess I am."
"You'd be foolish not to be," Holly agreed. "But working with Dr. Cardenas, you'll be working with the best there is. It'll look cosmically good on your resume, you know."
"The hell it will. I wouldn't want anybody back on Earth to know I'd been within a zillion light years of any nanobugs."
"Well," Holly said, "you don't have to take the job if you don't want to. We're not going to force you. You can always stay with maintenance."
"Thanks a bunch," he groused.
He was still wary about the idea when Cardenas arrived. She seemed uncertain about him as well. "Mr. Tavalera, I can't work with somebody who's frightened to be around nanomachines.
I'm not scared of them. I'm just scared they won't let me go back home if anybody finds out I've been working with you."
"You can demand a complete physical," Cardenas said. "Then they'll see you're not harboring any nanobugs in your body."
"Yeah," he reluctantly admitted, "maybe."
Holly suggested, "We can keep your employment with Dr. Cardenas completely off the record. As far as the authorities, Earthside will know, you worked in maintenance all the time you were aboard this habitat."
"You can do that?" Even Cardenas looked incredulous.
"I can do it for special cases," Holly said, thinking about how she would have to keep Morgenthau from poking her fat face into Tavalera's official dossier.
"You'd do it for me?" Tavalera asked.
"Sure I would." He looked unconvinced, but he abruptly turned to Cardenas and said,
"Well, I guess if you screw up and let killer bugs loose, everybody in this tin can is going to get wiped out anyway. I might as well work with you. Beats overhauling farm tractors."
Cardenas glanced at Holly, then started laughing.
"You certainly are enthusiastic, Mr. Tavalera." His long, horsey face broke into an awkward grin. "That's me, all right. Mr. Enthusiasm."
"Seriously," Holly said to him, "do you want to work with Dr. Cardenas or not?"
"I'll do it. Why not? What have I got to lose?"
Turning to Cardenas, Holly asked, "Are you satisfied with him?" Still smiling at her new assistant, Cardenas said, "Not yet, but I think we can work it out." She got to her feet, and Tavalera stood up beside her, smiling shyly. Holly thought, he looks so much better when he smiles. Cardenas put out her right hand.
"Welcome to the nanolab, Mr. Tavalera."
His long-fingered hand engulfed hers.
"Raul," he said. "My name's Raul."
"I'll see you at the nanolab at 8 a.m. sharp," Cardenas said.
800. Right. I'll be there."
Cardenas left. Tavalera stood uncertainly before Holly's desk for a moment, then said,
"Thanks."
"De nada," said Holly.
"You meant it?
About keeping this out of my dossier?"
"Certainly."
He fidgeted for a few heartbeats more, then said,
Would you like to have dinner with me tonight? I appreciate what you did for me. Holly cut him off before he spoiled it. I'd be happy to have dinner with you, Raoul.
Two weeks later, Cardenas invited Edward Urbain to her laboratory to show him what she had accomplished in decontaminating Gaeta's suit. Tavallera sat at the master console, set against the wall opposite the door to the corridor. "Remember, Raoul," Cardenas said, "we want to be completely honest with Dr. Urbain. We have nothing to hide." He nodded, and a small grin played across his face. "I got nothing to hide because I don't know anything." Cardenas smiled back at him. "You're learning fast, Raoul. I'm very impressed with you." To herself, Cardenas thought, "He's been a lot brighter than I thought he'd be. Maybe having a couple of dates with Holly has helped to cheer him up about being stuck here." When the chief scientist stepped through that door more than 10 minutes late, he looked as tense and guarded as a man walking into a minefield. Cardenas tried to put him at his ease by showing him through her small, immaculately neat laboratory. "This is the assembly area," she said, pointing to a pair of stainless steel box-like structures resting atop a lab bench. Gauges and control knobs ran across the face of each. "The nanomachine prototypes are assembled in this one." She patted one of the breadbox-sized enclosures. "And then the prototype reproduces itself in here." Urbain kept a conspicuous arm's length from the apparatus. When Cardenas lifted the lid on one of the devices, he actually flinched. Cardenas tried not to frown at the man. "Dr. Urbain, there is nothing here that can harm you or anyone else." Urbain was clearly not reassured. "I understand, in my head. Still, I am nervous. I'm sorry, but I can't help it." She smiled patiently. I understand. Here, come over to the main console." For more than an hour, Cardenas showed Urbain how the nanomachines were designed and built, how they reproduced strictly according to preset instructions. "They're machines," she stressed over and over. "They do not mutate, they do not grow wildly, and they are deactivated by a dose of soft ultraviolet light. They're really quite fragile." With Tavallera running the scanning microscope from the main console, Cardenas showed how the nanomachines she had designed broke up the contaminating molecules on the exterior of Gaeta's suit into harmless carbon dioxide, water vapor, and nitrogen oxides. "The suit is perfectly clean within 5 minutes," she said, pointing to the image from the console. "The residues outgas and waft away." Urbain appeared to be intrigued as he leaned over Tavallera's shoulder and peered intently at the data and imagery. "Are the organics are removed?" Nodding, Cardenas said, "Down to the molecular level, there's not a trace of them remaining." "And the nanobugs themselves?" "We deactivate them with a shot of UV." "But they are still on the surface of the suit? Can they reactivate themselves?" "No," said Cardenas. "Once they're deactivated, they're finished. They physically break down." Urbain straightened up slowly. "As you can see, we can decontaminate the suit," Cardenas said. "Not merely the suit," Urbain said, his eyes looking past her. "This process could be used to decontaminate every piece of equipment we sent to Titan's surface." "Yes, it could," Cardenas agreed. For the first time since entering the nanotechnology laboratory, Urbain smiled.
Saturn arrival minus 273 days. "This man Berkowitz has got to go," Eberle insisted. Wilmot sat back in his comfortable desk chair, surprised at the vehemence of his human resources director's demand. Softly, he asked, "And what gives you the right to interfere with the working of the communications department?" Eberle had stoked himself up to a fever pitch. For weeks, Viborg had been pressuring him, threatening to act on his own if Eberle could not or would not get rid of Berkowitz. Viborg wanted to be head of communications, and his scant patience had reached its end. "Either you get him removed, or I will remove him myself," the grim little man said.
In a few months, we'll be entering Saturn orbit. I want Burke.